Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you for joining me for Faith Your Life today, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight, where we see the demonstration of God's word, God's favor, God's life on our life, and we see the manifestation of his will and not our wills as we trust him more and more and believe his word, growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It has been a pleasure to be with you all of 2014. We're getting ready to see the close of this year, and we're getting ready to enter into a new season, a new time. It will bring new things. It will bring some challenges. It will bring some blessings, but it would also bring the promise of God and his faithfulness unto his people, unto his word, and we will see that manifestation and demonstration. Regardless of what happens around us, we have an assured covenant with Jesus, with God, and with his word and Holy Spirit. So we know that even in the midst of everything that's happening around us and the things that we might face, it's all going to work together for our good. We're going to see God be God and his word come to pass concerning us. And that is the assurance that we have, that he has the beginning and the end. He's our Alpha and our Omega, and he knows exactly what he's doing, the way that he's taking us, what he's going to do in our life. So it's amazing that even though we're entering into a new year and we are getting ready to go into a place that is unsure and uncertain for us, we have a God and a Father who loves us, whose word is certain and sure, and a sure foundation for us. And as long as we stand on the word, believe the word, and we walk by faith and not by our feelings and our sight, but we walk by the word of God, we will never falter. He's our Alpha and Omega. He begun this work in us, and he is faithful to finish what he started, powerful enough to make it work together for our good. So it is a blessing to know that regardless of the uncertainties of the year to come, we have a certainty in our Father and in his word. So it has been an awesome journey, the process of there, as we've looked back and we've seen how God is building us, is shaping us, is making us. He is transforming us, line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to that height, depth to depth. He's making us free from ourselves, from our own fear, from the things that had come to be bondage to us, from our past, from generational things, from any and everything. And he's getting us to the place where we are saying yes to him even the more. As I was studying for the close of the year and wanted to hear what the Lord was saying, he dropped this into my spirit. And so I'm going to give it to you. And I'm praying and blessing and believing, God, that you're going to have an awesome, blessed new year, and that it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience of intimacy with the Lord like never before. We'll be back again next year to go further on the process of there, our journey of faith, the place where God is taking us on favor life, if the Lord should say so, and I believe that he is. Amen. This is what the Lord gave me. He came to me out of looking in Genesis, looking at Joseph's life when he was falsely accused of rape by Potiphar's wife. And the Lord, after he gave that to me, the Lord had an encounter of the accusation that was not true. And so it bothered me really bad. So I could not that night sleep. It really, really bothered me. And as I began to intercede and pray, the Lord spoke to me and said, the accuser of the brethren is trying to, as we're transferring into the new year, he's trying to transfer something in to make us carry something into the new year that will fight war against or try to alter the place that God is wanting to thrust us into for the new year. And this accusation of the enemy, the accuser of the brother, it is coming to accuse you, to attack your integrity, your character, to attack your faith, your stand, your decrees. It's coming to attack you. And when it comes to attack you, It is coming with an exchange. It's trying to steal your peace, your focus, your joy, so that when you're shifting into the new year, that will be the thing that is still on your mind about what was said or what was done or the attack that came to your to your life, to your family, to your ministry, to your character. Whatever that attack is, whatever that accusation is of the enemy that is fixed with a lie, you cannot allow that to now come in and strangle or choke out the place that God is shifting you into. It is coming, as I said before, to steal your joy, but don't allow it to. Stay focused on the word of God and the promises of God. If Joseph had allowed the lie of Potiphar's wife to affect him, it would have hindered his heart. It had hindered his position, his faith. It had hindered what God was doing in him. He had to let go of the accusation and understand that the thing that he was accused of was not him, that it was an attack, that it was a lie from the enemy to try to discredit him, to make him feel as what they had put him in and made him think he was, but he was not. He was not a slave to the flesh or to the enemy or to immoral acts. So the enemy was trying to further put a strip or a tag of bondage on him to make him further sink into a place where it would have altered his heart, but he was not even willing to let that happen because the word of God, the dream that God had given him, the impression that God had made in his heart through his intimate relationship and encounter with God outweighed the accusation of the enemy. It is the same way with you and I. The enemy is going to try, if he has not already started accusations in your life before the close of this year, don't allow it to affect you. Drop it. Don't let it go. Dismiss it. Whatever it is, and pray, God, keep me purified. Keep my heart and my mind and my focus where it needs to be. Don't allow the enemy to creep in and steal from me as I'm getting ready to shift or transfer into the place of your perfect will, keeping my mind on you, decreeing your word in your life, believing what you said, and not allowing any attack to make me lose focus. The enemy does not want you to be in a place of peace, of joy in the place, in the time of your shift. He wants you to be worried, concerned, burdened, angry, almost bitter. So you have to let go of those things. Let go of everything that is trying to keep you from a purified place of shifting and crossing over into the place that God has promised. Joseph did not allow those things to happen in his heart, or in his mind, or his character, and it shifted him into the place of going into the palace. And that's what you have to understand. You're being shifted. Your spiritual walk in 2015 is going to get more intimate with God as you surrendered and sacrificed and obeyed him and been wanting to please him more than anything else. You're going to see an exchange in the coming year that God is going to intimately draw. And there's a wind that is coming to many of us that is going to thrust us into a deeper experience with our God, with our Lord and Savior. And this experience is where God is going to trust us with more. He's going to reveal to us more. He's going to explain to us more. He's going to show us more in his word. And he's going to allow us to grow deeper in that relationship, but also to be more accountable for our actions and deeds. In a greater way of maturing and maturity that we are able to give more fruit, give more bread, give more life, more love to those who don't know it. We're going to be the beacon for many people as God is thrusting us into this new place. So the enemy would love to keep us in a place where we're always looking backwards or angry or bitter or we're guarded and protected and we cannot give the love or demonstrate the maturity and the power that God wants us to walk in this new year. There are going to be things that are going to happen in the world and they're going to need the hope and the life that we have. So if the enemy can bring an accusation to you before that crossing over into and you hold on to it and you keep it, then he's going to rob, steal from you time, territory, even a place of peace that God wants to give us into so that he can do greater things in our life. So we cannot allow the weapon of the enemy that weapon that is formed through accusations, through lies, through being accused falsely, we can allow that accusation, that place, to come in and rob, steal, kill, or destroy anything that God is doing and has done in us that is preparing us for the next place, the next level, this new season and year. God is going to do some wonderful things, and I know he's going to do it because he's faithful, and he always proves his word for our life, and we know that is that is going to bring glory unto him. So don't allow anything the enemy has done to make you go into a place that does not bring God glory. We're thanking God for the close of the year, through the trials that we've gone through, the things that we've faced, good and bad, and all of that. We're giving thanks to God. We're giving glory to him. We're honoring him, and we honor him because he's in control. Regardless of what happens or has happened, we're entering in 2015 a place of grace and liberty and honor, where God is going to do some wonderful things, and that he's cutting off and covering things in our lives that the enemy will try to use against us. So we can't allow the enemy's accusations to keep us from entering into this new place of freedom in our minds and our emotions and even in our memories. God is freeing us. He's freeing us even the more spiritually. And this liberty that we're talking about is not salvation for the believer. For the unbeliever, it is salvation, but for us, it's not salvation. It's a greater realm of freedom and liberty, where we're not entangled even in the things that happen in the world or in our job, that it does not have a hold on us, that we're walking and living in a place of freedom, of liberty, of grace, of honor, of peace on a greater level, that we're not troubled. Jesus lets us know in his word that there's going to be trouble. There's going to be some trouble that's going to happen in your life, in the world, but I'm going to deliver you out of it all. So he's telling us, okay, stop acting like the world. Don't take on their actions. And this new year, I'm going to give you another level, another wind of freedom, of grace, of liberty, of honor, and I'm going to cover you so that what was the thing that the enemy used against you before is going to be covered in the blood, and you're going to be able to walk free. So the enemy wants to accuse you before you get to this place of liberty, of freedom, of crossing over, so that you'll be in a place where you won't be able to experience that freedom on that level that God is issuing us, and that grace that he's giving us on that level, that liberty that he's giving us, that honor that he's going to bring on us, where there was dishonor, where there was disadvantage, where there was disrespect, wherever that place was, where the enemy attacked, where the enemy came in, God is saying, I'm coming with my honor, and I'm going to make you glorious under my glory. I'm going to exalt you in me, in my righteousness, and they're going to see me through you, and they're going to see the greatness of my hand and my power and how I have changed, delivered, and set free on another level. So I'm welcoming this place that God is bringing into 2015, because many of us have the attacks at the hands of the enemy through others and through circumstances, but the wind of life, a fresh wind of God's life, his grace, his freedom, his liberty, his authority and honor is coming to lift us, to strengthen us, to build us up, to make us whole, to cause us to recover and even do new things in us. There's some things in our life that we don't need to go have it restored. We just need a brand new thing done. Brand new thing in our life. I pray that you are strengthened and encouraged in this 15 minutes in empowerment, and that in the hours to come, before we cross over into the new year, that you are thankful, that you let go of everything, forgetting those things which are behind, forgetting every accusation of the enemy, every attack, every assault, every lie, forgetting those things and pressing towards the mark, that there's something greater, a higher calling in your spiritual life, in your natural life, in your emotional life, in the mental realm, even financial, that God is going to do. And even though it has been delayed for many of us, it has not been denied, though it has been tarried, we waited expectantly on God, decreeing his word, and it's going to show up and reveal everything that he said, regardless of it. So it's worth the wait. It is worth letting go of to press towards the place of we're going to see great victory. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed New Year. Praise and worship God. Thank him for his greatness and his goodness, and decree that which he's already spoken for your life, and believe that you're going to receive it in 2015. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thack. Thank you so much for joining me for Faith to Life, the process of there all the way through 2014, and we're moving into 2015. Be blessed in Jesus' name.